B-Pod Studios.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning.
On Hot 96.9.
I don't want to rush the governor, but man, come on. We got things to do. What's going on with Phase 3? When's it starting? Is it going to start on Monday like you said before? Or?
I said no sooner than the 6th.
It ain't happening. He would have announced it already.
I don't know.
Still got today.
Yeah, but then tomorrow is like kind of like the holiday, so I don't feel like watching a press conference tomorrow or really paying attention to the news. Can we do it today? Can we request that we get the news today?
I mean, if he's going to go kind of what our surrounding states are doing, he's going to push it back a little bit. Because I know at least New Jersey and I think New York, too, they were supposed to do the outside dining, but they've pushed it back.
Yeah.
So
he's probably waiting to see how y'all act this weekend.
Ooh, good point.
He did say not to take a victory lap yesterday, but right. Still, we're winning right now. Come on. Look, I could say we're not as dumb as some other states. Like Texas, right now, they're getting absolutely destroyed, ransacked. Like, they don't remember how it was with us when we were like, we don't even have room for hospitals anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that's how it is for Texas right now. And yet, tomorrow, one of the greatest hip-hop artists of all time is going to have...
You need to stop.
One of the greatest hip-hop artists of all time is
going
to have a concert. Robert Van Winkle. I'm sure you know him better
also
as
known
Vanilla
as...
Ice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. He's planning a concert, which I'm sure nobody's going to get infected because that would mean that people would have to actually go see him.
Well, that's the thing. You're telling me you're risking getting infected with corona to go see Vanilla Ice? That's how you want to go down?
Every time he has a concert, it's properly socially distanced.
Oh.
It's him and him. Trust me, nobody's getting
and his sound guy.
Yeah, exactly. Pebbles, you said no matter what, you kind of like the way things are now, and you're not going to, even if they say, hey, we could stop wearing masks tomorrow.
Oh, no, I'll be wearing a mask for years to come.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I am throwing, the second that they say we don't have to wear masks anymore, I am going to burn mine.
Nah, I'm,
Now, why is that?
I don't trust people.
You secretly always want to wear a mask?
No.
Like, finally, thank you.
Remember when we used to see people walking around on the street with masks on and we thought they were weird? And we backed away from them because people, something's wrong with them.
Yeah.
Now it's like they're making fashion, like Louis Vuitton is making masks.
You used to
it's
see
a fashion
somebody,
statement.
You'd see somebody walking towards you with a mask. You're like, let me get away. They're sick. And now you see somebody walking towards you without a mask and you're like, let me get away. They might be sick.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Our phone number is 833-973-0969. I got somebody on the line here who's a little pissed off about the... She's a waitress, and it seems to me she's pissed off, so I don't even know if she wants us to get to a phase three, because she's pissed off right now as far as phase two is. So, Sandy, I'm guessing she can't wait for things to get back to normal, because I think she's pissed off about the way things are now. Why are you so mad?
Why am I so mad? Because people are f***ing idiots, that's why.
Okay, can you be a little more specific?
Well, I'm a waitress.
Uh-huh.
And I love people. I love being around people. I mean, you know, the job is s***y. You know, I hate my job sometimes like everyone else. But I pretty much, for the most part, liked it.
Mm-hmm.
And when everything started reopening, I came back to work. And... I f***ing hate people now. People are more idiots now than they were before. Like, people are just insane. Half the people are wearing masks. Half the people are not wearing masks. And the people that are wearing masks are f***ing anal. They're asking me 10 times if I've cleaned everything. They're just like rabid animals out of a cage for months, and now they're being let loose in the wild.
Okay.
They're asking me stupid questions. Like, when I bring out utensils, are asking me, like, are these clean? Like, stuff that we used to do before Corona. Like, normal things, like wiping down the table, cleaning the dishes. I mean, like, what the f***? I'm going to bring you a dirty dish? Are you kidding me?
You sound so angry.
Yes, I'm angry. People should be more compassionate now than they were before. Oh, it's the opposite.
People are so inconsiderate. I mean, all you see is masks and, like, rubber gloves thrown all over the place in parking lots. Like, people don't care.
Okay, so last night I saw this couple that actually pulled out a tape measure out of his pocket, and he measured the distance between his table and the next to make sure it was 6 feet. Like, that's not a precaution. That's not a desire to stay healthy. That's insane. insane.
Oh my God, why can't I see cool stuff like that?
Well, come to my restaurant.
All right, Donna, you're mad too. What are you so pissed off about?
Oh my God, listen, I'm not one to complain normally, but my boss, dude, everything's been closed for a while. I manage an office, and I recently went back to work. And my boss, who was just a complete dickhead before this whole thing happened, like, just when you thought couldn't get worse, this pandemic turned this motherfucker into Satan 2.0. So, of course, everybody goes back to the office because that was what we were supposed to do, except this motherfucker. He is sitting in his boxer shorts, probably stained ass, nasty ass shorts, sending everybody emails, but I'm like his bitch, right? So, oh my God, listen, thank you for letting me go off, dude, because this is kind of weird. Every 30 minutes, I get an email from this guy, and it's like, I don't even have to do, like, go check on the bathroom, clean up the break room after these nasty motherfuckers who can't even pick up after their own coffee spills. I just can't.
When does he plan to come back to work?
You know, I pray never, but I really just don't know what's worse. Like, him.
Right. Do you want him there in person or?
I don't. I just want to. Oh, this is terrible.
And you're an office manager?
I am. Probably not after today.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.